What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, question for you and for producer Tim. He's got three kids. Look, I've got three kids. If something happened, say to you or your wife, right?
Right, right.
Could they call 911 if you were incapacitated in some way?
Yes.
Okay, so would you think, you feel, even though your kids are younger than mine, mm-hmm. I have teenagers, you feel pretty confident they could get to a phone and call 911?
100%, yeah.
And how old are your kids again?
9, 11, and 6.
Okay, so all three of them could do it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And because we regularly see articles, right? I mean, it's probably like at least once a quarter, where some child, sometimes younger than that, like 5, manages to, you know, have an adult, have a heart attack, some other medical emergency, and they call 911, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure out, like, a college student could do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, we just had a bombshell in the Brian Koberger case. It's just one of those things that just, we've been talking about in our family, we're in awe. There's a girl who hasn't gotten a lot of attention. She was on the first floor of the house where the murders happened. Her name is Dylan Mortensen.
Okay.
Okay. We didn't know this till these documents were just released. She hears crying and a struggle. She opens the door. She hears, it turns out, Brian Koberger, the murderer, call out Kaylee Goncalves' name and tell her, don't worry, it'll be okay, and crying. He said, quote, it's okay, Kaylee, I'm here for you, and crying. Well, that's a bombshell, because that means he didn't just randomly drive by the house and decide to go in. He knew who she was.
Yeah, it was premeditated.
It's premeditated. Okay. Right. So she hears, quote, it's okay, Kaylee, I'm here for you, and crying. She closes the door. Very shortly after, she reopens the door. She can see into the kitchen because it's on the first floor, where there is a man standing there, dressed entirely in black with a ski mask.
Sounds like something out of a horror movie.
It is something out of a horror movie.
Yeah.
And so this is after she's heard the struggle on the top floor, the crying, and then the struggle, which we now know is the second set of murders, Anna Carnoodle. And she calls 911 like your 6-year-old would. No. No, she closes the door, locks it, and goes back to sleep.
What?
Oh, you didn't know this?
No, I didn't hear this.
The whole nation wants to know what the heck. What the heck? Now, she knows she needs to call 911, Tim. You know how we know that? She did.
Right, right.
The next day at noon.
Wait, I mean, what did you have to think about? Like, that seems like a good reason to call.
Now, this had happened with this time frame that I'm talking about is 4 a.m. when the murders happened. So just a few minutes after 4.
Right. Well, maybe she thought it was a dream. Maybe. I mean, trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Everybody's trying to figure this out. And now here's the thing. You would think, okay, wait. So at noon, she woke up and found the bodies. That's why she called 911. No, she never saw the bodies. She finally got the courage to call 911 at noon after seeing the guy in the ski mask in the kitchen. Now, some folks online are saying, well, it was a party house. Sometimes there would, there were guys coming and going. Yes, the boyfriends of the girls who lived there, they were all friends. They knew each other well. The original story about, oh, it's this huge party house. There was a huge party. No, there was not a huge party that night. Only they were left. It was 4 a.m. And they knew what guys should be coming or going because these were boyfriends.
Right, right. Do you think it might be out of like sheer just fear that she didn't call?
That is what she has said. She was so terrified she was paralyzed.
Okay. Well, I might be able to see that, but...
For still. That many hours?
Yeah, that's a little long though, yeah.
Behind a locked door? And then the part, okay, if I'm terrorized, I'm so afraid I can't call, right?
Right.
but she fell asleep. Not too afraid to go to sleep.
Yeah, that is strange. That is strange to be able to just sleep after being so afraid, you know? Like, that's crazy to me.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, if this is what my husband and I both said. If that was our child who was killed like that, I mean, my first question would be, wow, if you had just dialed 911, would all of the ones upstairs be dead? Could the paramedics have saved some of them? That's number one. Number two, she has been AWOL on, you know, now they're beginning to film all of these documentaries. She won't talk. I would sue her so fast. I would drag her into court. I'd sue her $50 million.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. If my family member was a victim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to force this girl onto a stand. Look me in the eyes and make it make sense, Dylan Mortensen. Make it make sense. Because this is what allowed Koberger to get away. A guy in a ski mask? Like, okay, at a minimum with this girl, Tim, the elevator does not go to the top. Like, it stops, you know, many stories short from the top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 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 This situation is just... That's appalling that she just...
Yeah. And if she said, I was confused, I thought it was a costume. No, she said, I was afraid.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, if it was my kids, they would have definitely, like, you know, taken some kind of action.
Mine too.
Yeah. Especially mine my too. Son. My son would have taken some kind of action.
And he's, like, what, 11?
Even if it was to call me. Like, yeah, or exactly. His mother. Yeah.
Something.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Call the cops. What are you?
Exactly.
You know, like, I mean, that would be our conversation, like, in the long and short of it. So.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's crazy. By the way, we're going to have trouble getting some of these answers, Tim, because this case is so annoying. This should have gone to a death penalty trial. Unfortunately, I think we've got a big lib as a prosecutor. I think that's our problem. And now a judge has blocked the release of documents in this case. Why? I don't know.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.